see remarkable things. Yes. If you say here they saw remarkable things, what about yes. now? I want to yes. see remarkable things.
Yeah.
From Crossroads Media, this is See Her Love, Season 11, Episode Number 1.
Well, welcome to a new season of See Here Love, a season where we want to become women of wonder, awe, and curiosity, and we hope you do too. And to help me and us become these kind of women, we have today in the studio Anne Miranda, pastor, speaker, author with us. Welcome, Anne, all the way from BC, yes. British Columbia. Welcome,
thank
welcome.
Thank you.
Beside you, Sandra Tadros-Gurgis, a wellness expert, pharmacist, and menopause certified practitioner. Welcome, Sandra.
Thank you. Thanks.
And in the middle, looking so lovely, Sunite Litchmore, registered psychotherapist and speaker. Welcome, Sunite. And finishing off, Dr. Mary Lynn, psychologist, podcaster, and author.
Hi.
Are you all ready for this new
yes.
season?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, like I said in the beginning of the show, I mentioned how this season is about wonder, awe, and curiosity. Yeah. I want to be that kind of woman. I know as we've talked, we're like, we want to as well.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Anne was the one who came to me and said, Mel, I think this would be a great theme for this season. Yeah. So Anne, why? Why were you like, this is the theme, this is the topic we need to talk about?
Well, you and I were talking about a generation of people that are like so distracted.
Yeah. Yes.
Whether from this thing is like a blessing and a curse at the same time, right?
Yeah.
And so
mm-hmm.
we're like, what has been lost? Mm-hmm. And this wonder of who God is and this awe. And we started to write down all the synonyms, that it was curious and mysterious and marveling and awe. And we just kind of went at the even like a surprise factor.
Yeah.
And we landed on this word wonder. And I'm like, I wonder mm-hmm. what it would be like to restore wonder of who God is
mm-hmm.
Love that.
In a generation.
Yeah.
And in my life, starting in me yeah. first.
Mm-hmm.
What could that look like? What if we dedicated a season mm-hmm. to this word?
Yeah.
What would actually be unboxed?
You yeah. know? And as we were talking, we were like, the wonder of God, the wonder of creation, the wonder of seeing somebody
mm-hmm.
and going, oh, who are they?
Yeah.
Are we more the same than different, right? It was this wonder and curiosity for others.
Yeah, we were even talking about how when, yes, in scripture, but in this world around us,
yeah.
Where's the wonder in the ordinary even?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we just like walking by so fast that we miss it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we're going to spend season 11
yeah.
in this wonder and curiosity.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Thank you. And thanks for bringing that to me. It's beautiful. Now, Mary, as we were talking about this, I'm like, there has to be some benefits
mm-hmm.
of wonder and curiosity, that kind of posture for our mental and emotional well-being.
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you for letting me science geek, because you know how much I love that.
Good.
And this
yeah.
topic is, there is so much yeah. research on the okay. value of wonder and curiosity. It's how God has wired us
yes.
to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I usually do, I came up with a mnemonic using the word fiber. Because okay. you're going
to
talk about the
25 to 35 grams.
Uh-oh. Okay. Remember that. That's important. Apparently, that's how much fiber we should have each day. So fiber, I have it standing for different things.
Okay.
So
right.
F stands for fosters a growth mindset.
Okay, fosters.
So wonder and curiosity fosters this growth mindset.
Yeah.
I am open to new ideas.
Mm.
I'm open to learning from my mistakes. I don't have to be afraid of failing. The other thing it really does is it talks about, you know, self-insight, this desire to grow personally.
Mm-hmm.
So that's F.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this is so good.
Okay.
Because I really need this, improves cognitive functioning.
Okay.
Yes. Because you're thinking, you're learning, you're growing. Mm-hmm. It actually prevents cognitive aging.
Wow.
And the
wow.
other thing that's really okay. cool is wonder and curiosity creates and it invites creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be more creative as a result. So my
yeah.
brain's just going to be healthier.
Yeah. yeah.
So that's I.
Okay. I.
And then
F-I.
Boo. So
F-I-B.
B. B is boosts. Boost mood and contentment.
Ah, see that one alone is good.
Yes, that's good.
So it's been shown that you're going to have more positive emotions. Yeah. You're going to feel just generally more content. Yeah. It makes sense because your eye is on something bigger than just yourself.
So Mary, is it like when people say wonder, is it like, ah, I'm walking around like, oh, ah, ah, like that? And like curious, or is there something else?
It's a little more than that. Okay. It's like this curious, wondering, this open, just wanting to know more, understand more, but with an open hand.
Right.
Because we can't have the answers, all of the answers
exactly.
inside of heaven.
Right.
Okay. But we want to know that there's more, there's mystery beyond.
Okay.
And so it takes us past that. So the E stands for enhances resilience. Mm-hmm. Because it allows us to be flexible, it allows us to adapt to change, mm-hmm. it allows us to roll with the ups and downs of the tough stuff of life.
Yeah. That's good.
Right? It also creates more empathy, it allows us to connect better with one another,
yeah.
and so relationships become stronger as well.
Okay, so E.
And then R, drum roll, it reduces stress and anxiety.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello. That's it.
It is so important because what it does is it shifts our perspective. You know, we get so caught up in our day-to-day worries mm-hmm, and yeah. by just looking up, seeing the beauty of the world around us, just imagining what God might be up to and how glorious he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just shifts our mood and it makes us feel better and we just feel okay, I'm calmer. I feel a greater sense of control. Yeah.
Excellent. So fiber.
I learned something really cool. So I follow all the research on delaying cognitive decline, right? Mm-hmm. So in clinic, we ask people memory questions and all of these things. And I didn't know that wonder is one of the things. Yeah. And one of the other things is when you do dual exercises. So if you take a walk with a friend and you tell them what you're wondering about, that's like a trifecta.
Oh,
that's putting it all together.
Yes.
You know?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
You're
going
for a walk after this, guys.
No,
and we're
going to
take some fiber with us.
Too. Well, and Sandra, that's a perfect segue because there are benefits, physical benefits, when you again are in a posture of fiber and you are in a posture of this wonder, awe, and curiosity of the world, God, and those around you. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know like there are physical benefits to this.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, you know, the book, The Body Keeps the Score, which I'm sure my mental health team will be familiar with, is a fascinating book that talks all about how your mental health is connected to your physical health, and they all tell each other. So having wonder and curiosity, I always tell people, what are your stress tells? Mm-hmm. Because when your amygdala is firing, your body will start to tell you before your brain consciously says, I'm not well. So for me, in my season of grief, I saw three people in 1 week. Okay, so I saw my hairdresser, I saw a coworker, and I saw a casual friend. You guys got it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Those two.
Yep.
There was one person that immediately was able to tell me that I actually wasn't doing as well as I was.
Okay.
Any guesses?
Hairdresser.
My hairdresser.
Yes.
You know, and something you never want to hear, right? When he's washing my hair out. So he spun the thing around, you know, frizzy hair, half wet dog, you know, cape on. And he looked me in the eye and said, Sandra, what's going on? Your hair is like falling out. And I looked and I was like, I'm fine. I'm not fine, you know?
Yeah.
And it was such a moment. So now I've learned to check in with my body and to be curious. You have to hear your body to heal your body.
I heard
that recently and loved that. So now I'll ask myself if I'm starting to notice headaches, stiff neck, heartburn. And I tell my patients, notice your tells and react early. Mm-hmm. Have I been practicing self-care and, you know, such?
Okay, so wonder on curiosity, those kinds of like outward sort of positive things impact our physical being and body.
Our body sometimes knows it soon. Yeah. Well, a lot of times knows it sooner than we know mentally, right?
Yes.
So that little twitch in my eye might be a little something.
And what's so interesting about this conversation is that this sounds so basic.
You know,
I think it sounds basic because it's counterintuitive to the culture that we're in today. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to go through the fast food line.
Yeah.
We want to go to ChatGPT to get all the answers. Yeah. We want instant gratification. And so to foster curiosity and wonder would require us to literally slow down.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
I literally exhaled.
To what we do. It would force us to move towards like humility and away from pride. So away from like, I know all the answers, I can Google all the answers, versus let me just slow down. let me ask some questions, right? It helps us move from like judgment to like, I might not know, to curiosity. And it, I'm not the only one that's like judgmental, but sometimes I can be a little bit judgmental. And yes, usually, usually more towards myself.
Yes. Where it's
like,
yes.
You know, when something goes wrong, you're like, oh, that happened because I'm lazy.
Yes.
Oh, that happened because I wasn't organized.
Yeah. Right.
And when we move from judgmentalness to like curiosity, we open ourselves up to like wonder and open ourselves up to compassion and kindness. Like, I wonder why I was exhausted. I wonder why this has been a hectic week.
Totally.
And then when we do that with ourselves, we can do that towards other people.
Yeah.
But it really starts with ourselves and also with God. You know, are we interpreting our experiences and circumstances through the lens of the Bible or through what we think is true and what we think might be going on, right?
So good.
Beautiful. So it's just fascinating.
Yeah, and so those are great points about like, because people are like, okay, I want to be people of wonder and awe and curiosity. And you just were sharing, but how we foster that. I think that's, there's a whole bunch of things, like stop being judgmental, have more compassion for yourself and others. What are other things you think you guys would be ways to foster wonder and curiosity in your own life?
Well, I love that we're talking about like the art of asking questions. I'm in school right now and there's a variety of thoughts when you're learning things. And the professor has this statement that if you she can feel like the tension that's in the room sometime because there's so many different thoughts. And she goes, I wonder. And she just does this little thing. And then she asks a follow-up question. I wonder if we thought about this. Or I wonder, tell me more. And then all of a sudden, there's a conversation that opens up.
That's so cool.
And that's what's so important. I think, you know, Snide, as you're saying, and Mary and Sandra, of the benefits for our whole selves. But I think where at the heart of this comes for me is when we look at the world in the state it's in. In the state of where we are perpetually bombarded by the negativity and the polarization, wonder brings us closer. Wonder, I actually look at you and go, huh, I wonder if, I wonder that. Or even with God, it's like, God, I wonder, like, what's happening, what's going on? But this curiosity and awe, I think we need to bring it back into our own lives. And that's why this is so important. I want us to be that. I want myself to be that. But I also want to encourage other women to be women that walk with wonder at the world in which we live and this gift of life, right?
Because when we wonder, we realize how connected we are. When we ask questions, when we take the time to intimately know other people, and I think we want to efficiently know people. We efficiently want to do everything, right? And intimacy, connection cannot happen quickly. It takes time to get deeper and to really get to know other people. And I wonder, are we willing to make the sacrifices, to make the time to go deeper with our fellow human beings, right?
It's like a process of discovery. Any invention, any relationship that went deeper, anything that like, it takes a good meal that you cook. It's like this discovery, this process of discovery. Would we allow ourselves to go on that journey together of wonder and awe?
Well, and it's perfect because I'm wondering where you all have experienced wonder, a moment, wonder, curiosity that impacted you, that did something in your soul where you're like, oh, I wish I could have more of those moments. Sandra, let's start with you. Your moment of wonder.
Sure. So I had both sides of wonder. So when I was in my darkest sort of days, I wondered, how could God let bad things happen to good people? And that was like the painful wonder, like where if anyone who's ever sat there saying like, why God? Like, how you're all knowing, you're sovereign, you could have prevented this, right? So I spent a lot of time there eventually through the, you know, cycle of grief and the healing and really understanding that God sees what I don't see, right? I may never really have the full story this side of heaven, and that's okay. I trust him. I know that he can do really, and I've lived this, and it's sort of my testimony that God can make beauty out of the ashes. So having really said these words, and I'm sure you guys have had patients that have said, I don't think I'll ever smile again. I don't think I'll ever have joy again. And here I am, you know, fast forward a decade later, blended and blessed, you know, married, able to love, able to still tell corny jokes, the whole thing. And now I have wonder, like that child, like, wow, God, I don't know how it really is you and the spirit that you took me from that sadness that I wouldn't have survived without you. Wow.
Okay, that is beautiful. Amazing. Sanai, what about you?
I think for me is when I realized that rigidity is really rooted in trying to keep me safe and protection. Mm-hmm. And rigidity is like the opposite of curiosity. I think sometimes when we are rigid, whether it's organized with our time or with our mind, we feel safe, it's comfortable. And so when I realized, well, I think my rigidity is rooted in like self-protection and self-preservation. Mm-hmm. When I recognized that, I had to intentionally become more curious and realize like rigidity might seem like it keeps me safe, but it keeps me away from people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It keeps people out. And when that realization opened me up to other people.
It's good.
Yeah.
For all the planners out there that are like, every minute
that
is
resonates.
Planned, right?
Yeah.
It's like, how do you make space for that spontaneity?
It's risk-taking. Yeah. And sometimes it begins in doing things that are like low risk. It's like, let me try this in a situation that might not go, it's not a big deal if it doesn't go right.
Yeah.
You know, and then kind of building that skill from there. Mm.
Mary, what about you?
Well, and I hope I don't get emotional with this because I just had it pretty recently, the one that really has been sticking with me and I'm still processing it. So I had the privilege of going to Ireland earlier this year. And I am at this point in my life where I'm just spiritually seeking God. Mm. And so I said to him, I don't know what that's going to look like. So please just be present. Mm-hmm. So we were driving by and out of the corner of my eye, I saw this old church and I thought, oh, I'd really like to go visit it. So I asked the driver to stop. So sure enough, we go in. It's this old church. It's beaten up. Doesn't look like anything special. But up front, there's a sign that says, please go into our backyard, which is a graveyard as well, and go look for this. And so I go, what's this? I take the sheet, I walk out. And these 12, stones, and the etchings on it has these humans with their hands raised up, and they were the stones were called Victorious Spirit. Mm-hmm. And there's 12 of them, and you're asked to just go stand in the middle and just see what God does. Mm-hmm. So I stood in the middle looking around, this is beautiful, and I said, well, Lord, what do you have to say for me? And boom, oh gosh, and this one, I'm gonna get emotional. Mm-hmm. He just said, I have always been with you. I will always be with you. Yeah. And he just, it was like a kaleidoscope of time after time after time in my life that he's been a part of me. He would just showed it to me. And I don't know how long I was standing there. Yeah. But afterwards, it was like this huge shift that happened in me spiritually where I just felt so settled. And that was a moment of wonder because how do you explain that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was my recent time.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love that. I'm going to share quickly just my wonder, and then Anne, we're going
to
share your Bible. Your Bible and your scriptures and that. But so celebrating my 50th birthday, my husband took me to Barcelona, Spain, and we entered into the Sagrada Familia, a basilica that has been in construction for over 132 years. Mm-hmm. And the main architect is Antoni Gaudi. Mm-hmm. And I'm standing there with columns that were designed to look like trees, looking up at the stained glass, and I felt, Mary, the same.
Yeah.
It was like God was like, I see you. Mm-hmm. You made it. Mm-hmm. 50 years, you have made it. And I'm here with you. Mm-hmm. And I remember the words that Gaudi said, and on the wall of the basilica, it says, To give you some context, he never saw, obviously, the completion of his. Yeah. He saw like a quarter of his cathedral built. And he said this, there is no reason to regret that I cannot finish the church. Mm. I will grow old, but others will come after me. Mm. What must always be conserved is the spirit of the work, but its life has to depend on the generations it is handed down to and with whom it lives and is incarnated. Mm. And it was a moment like God was like, you may not see the foundation of what you do, Mel, or what, the fruits of your labor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It will be for generations, but I am with you and I am with them.
Yes.
And you may not see the fruit, that's okay.
It's okay. Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm with you. So that was my wonder moment, and it changed me.
Yeah.
And I have celebrated, after turning 50, every day is a gift.
Every day.
Wow.
And I'm curious and in wonder of every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. That is yeah, that is my wonder moment.
That's so powerful.
And Anne, I know you've got some wonder moments in the Bible that you can just share about.
I think it's just so beautiful because we're all part of the big God story, right?
Yes.
Like this, the scriptures, yes, end in a certain point in history and time, but we are the continuation, and it's our time now to live out this truth. And so as we were unpacking this concept of wonder, and I searched through scripture, and I'm on this journey of learning, I noticed in Psalm 65 that it talked about the whole world is filled with the awe at the wonders of God. And it, wonder is talked about many times. And I studied in the Old Testament, and it talked a lot about creation and wonder and God's miracles and wonder. And then when it shifted into the New Testament, it was like Jesus shows up, this miraculous, amazing the story of his birth, and the shepherds are amazed in wonder, and all the people marveled. And then again it showed up when he got older, and there was miracles. In Luke 5 it talks about everyone's amazed. They're like in this awe again, praising God, because they're saying, we've seen remarkable things. And I'm like, God, I want to see remarkable things. If you say here they saw remarkable things, what about now? I want to see remarkable things. And then I kept reading. And so then continuing in Luke chapter 7, now it flipped the script. And it's Jesus marvels at the faith of many. There's many people, but this centurion, he marvels at his faith. And he turns to the crowd and he says, I haven't seen faith like this in all of Israel. And now Jesus is marveling at our faith. Like, what if he
that's amazing.
Marvels at us? What if he's like,
he wonders?
Yeah. What if it's that way? Yeah. So, I mean, we can unpack this all day long. You know, I could do this for hours. But it's beautiful. It's beautiful to sit and just even do that word study. It's actually making me wonder more.
I love that.
To co-wonder with Jesus. As we do life
together.
Beautiful.
Wow, yeah. And that is co-wonder with Jesus. And as I look around this set, I don't know why I'm so emotional.
Yeah, it's good.
I look at the beauty and wonder of us. So we have Lebanese.
Yes.
We have Egyptian. We have Eritrean. We have Taiwanese. We have Filipino. If you want to talk about the wonder of the world, the wonder of God looking at us and saying, you are my beloved daughter. You're created in my image. This is wonder. And I just wonder if we could just go quickly about what do you want to share to the world about your own culture that we'll just kind of tweak wonder and curiosity. I want people to go, I didn't know this about your culture. What is, So, and let's start with you and we'll kind of go around. Like, what's one thing?
You mean like the hummus?
The hummus.
We still have to have our meal. We can start to think it's all about the food and the hospitality. That's kind of like how cultures are known for certain things. I think one thing that I thought was really curious when we were young, our parents would teach us about how our roots were in the Phoenicians. And the Phoenicians created the alphabet. And without that, we wouldn't have gotten the alphabet. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. I think one big part that I'd love people to understand, especially those of us that are in church and welcoming newcomers in our doors, is that family is so important to people with Lebanese heritage. And as we are talking about us as the family of God, like, also be careful of how we use that word. Because when we say we're family, we're like, we mean it.
That's good. All right, Sandra.
I love that.
Keep going around.
Yes, so similar with the food and the hugs and everything.
Lots of noise.
There's actually two expressions that you'll hear a lot from, you know, Egyptian Coptic people. And one of them, I remember learning as a little kid, every time we'd visit like our aunties, we call them tant, and you'd say, hi, tant, how are you? If it was at a happy occasion, oh, thanks God, Habibi. Great, everything's good. But then if we were at the hospital and it was a bad scene, how are you, tant? Oh, thanks God, Habibi. And I remember saying to my mom, like, that's really hard, right? Like, thank God, like, things are bad. And it was taught to me that this is our people's way of honoring the First Thessalonians, mm-hmm. I think it's 15:18, where they say, like, thank God in everything. Hey, and we have a book of prayers called the Ejbeya, and we, you know, say that thank God for everything and everything concerning everything. And the other one is God willing. Mm-hmm. If you ask me anything, hey, Sandra, you want to go for shawarma?
That's true. The answer is yes. Always like, yes, God willing.
Even like my professional email, I will always say God willing. Yeah. And that comes from the book of James, where he says, how do you know what God has for you? Yeah. You know, you say, if the Lord wills.
Yeah, amazing. I love that.
And I don't want to bring the mood down a little bit, but in the same vein, I think a wonder in my culture is how we mourn, right? Mm-hmm. We really grieve in community. And I remember as a child going to so many people's houses that have lost someone. And I'm like, how do you know this person? How are they related to us? Did you know the person that passed? But in our culture, it's huge to show your respect and pay your respect when someone has lost someone, even if you don't directly know the person that passed away. And there's this big process of like mourning, and there's permission to grieve loudly and freely. And so that's the wonder in my culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people don't know Taiwan really well because it's a tiny little country. But for me, it represents resilience because it's been colonized from way back when, from Portuguese to Spanish to Dutch to Japanese, Chinese. I mean, it's always been. Wow. But instead of responding with self-preservation or attacking or oppression, what Taiwan has done is we're just going to work really, really hard. And they went through something called economic miracle, where they were, within a very short number of years, able to turn things around. You got a lot of things made in Taiwan now that are worth. And so because of the economic stability, they were able to manage without aggression to be able to survive and thrive. Yeah, so I think that's amazing.
That is amazing.
And for the Filipino culture, I mean, how could you not know? We're about hospitality, parties, and celebration. Yeah. But there is a word, just quick. It's called kapwa. And it's actually this philosophical concept that means that others are a part of yourself. That we are promoting a culture of sharing and interconnectedness. So it's not about individualism. It's all that we all belong to one another. We extend responsibility to all people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so therefore, if you look at the Filipino culture, you know it's like family, celebration, food, care, and hospitality is so the focus. And I know a lot of people know that, but if you didn't, that's why you're like, why are you like that? It's like, because that's in our DNA, is to celebrate, is to be together, and is to say, I'm not alone on this island. We're all in this together.
I love
that. So thank you. There's so much about wonder. I love that we were sharing our beautiful stories, and it's so much to be in wonder and awe about. And so thank you. Thank you so much. And here, there are also so many things, people, faith, and Jesus that we need to be curious about too. Mm. And one of the key things that I have learned on my own journey of wonder on curiosity is living, learning, asking within community, or with women on a panel like this. Having your people to share with, talk things through, pray with, celebrate with, care for your neighbors and community with, share about the things you experience. And we here at See Here Love want to be your people, your community, that you can share your wonders and curiosity with. And here's how you can join our community today.
Join the host of See Here Love, Melinda Estabrooks, as she invites women from across Canada to share their stories and lived experiences, their journeys of faith, their challenges, and wisdom, and to create a place of belonging, community, and where women come together to know they are seen, heard, and deeply loved by God.
Every one of you here is just like a miracle.
It's so important to be with people that encourage you.
Visit our website at seeherelove.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter for even more content.
Join us. We would love for you to sign up for our newsletter, hear about my personal life and stories, about the shows that we're doing, our themes and topics, the events that we're going to, the merchandise that we're selling. And I'll be traveling across Canada. And so I hope that you will come and visit us at different churches and events. Say hi, give me a big hug. And I also hope that you'll follow us on social media, where I post Mondays with Melinda, where we share behind the scenes, all the things that are going on, what God is doing here at See Here Love. We cannot do See Here Love without you. We need you. We want you to be part of our community, this movement of belonging, of wonder, awe, and curiosity. And so please subscribe now at seeherelove.com. And also, thanks so much today for joining me and Sandra Sinite and Dr. Mary. And we hope and pray that as you listen to our conversation, you would choose to discover foster and find wonder and awe with the people around you in the world that God has created, and be curious about others and their stories. And always remember, you are not alone. You are enough, you are beloved, and always know you are seen, heard, and deeply loved by God. Thanks so much for joining us. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to See, Hear, Love, the podcast with Melinda Estabrooks. We are able to do See, Hear, Love because of these generous sponsors, Tyndale University. Melinda and I are both Tyndale alumni. Tyndale is where you will experience high-quality academics interwoven with faith and a community of students and faculty that challenges you to live authentically, to follow Christ, and actively engage your culture. Visit www.tyndale.ca. The Canadian Bible Society champions the Bible as the voice of God, revealing Jesus Christ, the living word. Go to www.biblesociety.ca. Please check out these amazing organizations who are doing life-transforming work and who we are proud to be partnered with.